The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. Prenatal enrollment yields faster results from newborn screening. Prenatal enrollment of newborns for spinal muscular atrophy screening leads to faster results than recruitment after birth, according to findings from an early check pilot study in North Carolina. While most results were obtained within a time frame that would allow treatment to begin before symptom onset, key to achieving better outcomes, the data highlighted the need for further optimization to offer pre-symptomatic treatment to all newborns, the researchers noted. These findings may help inform forthcoming expansion of regular newborn screening in North Carolina to include SMA and policy decisions regarding the implementation of population-wide SMA newborn screening. The study, a voluntary statewide newborn screening pilot for spinal muscular atrophy, was published in the International Journal of Neonatal Screening. SMA, the most common genetic cause for death in infants and children, is caused mainly by mutations in both copies of the SMN1 gene, affecting the production of SMN, a protein essential for motor neuron and muscle health. The existence of a second SMN gene called SMN2 partly compensates for the loss of SMN1-produced SMN. Typically, the more SMN2 gene copies a person has, the less severe the disease. People with only one defective SMN copy will not develop SMA, but will be carriers, meaning they can pass the mutation on to their children. Given the approval of a first SMA treatment, Spinraza, by Biogen, in late 2016, and the proven importance of early detection and treatment in preventing SMA-associated lifelong disability, an increasing number of countries have implemented NBS for the disease. Notably, SMA was added to the U.S. Recommended Uniform Screening Panel for newborns in 2018, and as of January 2021, over half of the states have implemented MBS for SMA, the researchers wrote. Early Check, a North Carolina voluntary newborn screening program developed by RTI International, allows parents to choose additional, free testing for rare, serious genetic diseases, such as SMA, for their baby beyond the state's standard NBS panel. The goal is to demonstrate the feasibility and acceptability of statewide screening and follow-up for inborn conditions, inform public policy, and support U.S. recommended uniform screening panel nominations, the research team added. Early Check began optional NBS for SMA in October 2018, which will continue through this spring. Two other diseases are now part of Early Check's panel, Fragile X syndrome and Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The program uses the same blood sample taken for the regular screening panel, and new and expectant mothers can sign up online for their second trimester, 13 weeks gestation, until 4 weeks after their child's birth. Researchers have now reported Early Check results for SMA NBS from October 2018 through December 2020. A total of 12,065 newborns were enrolled, representing about 5% of the North Carolina newborn population. The remote recruitment strategy proved to be effective even throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, during which in-person access to parents has been severely limited. But the low enrollment volume demonstrated the major challenge of implementing a feasible and practicable statewide research study, the team wrote. Two newborns had a screen-positive result, and following external lab tests confirmed a diagnosis of severe early-onset SMA in one and the occurrence of a false positive in the other. The true positive child was born of two known SMA carriers, and a previous independent non-invasive prenatal test had suggested low risk for the baby to have the disease. The newborn was given Spinraza at 1 month of age, when symptoms were first observed and motor improvements were already detected 1 month later. Of note, treatment with Zolgensma was not possible due to the child's high levels of antibodies against the modified virus, used by the gene therapy to deliver SMN1 to cells. The newborn with a false positive result was found to be an SMA carrier and was diagnosed later with a rare genetic blood disorder associated with low counts of white blood cells, which may have influenced the screening result, the team noted. In addition, the median time of return of results from routine state NBS was 5 days after birth, while early check results were provided at a median of 13 days after birth in newborns enrolled prenatally and 21 days for babies recruited postnatally. This time difference between regular and early check NBS results is due mainly to the fact that all state screening must be completed prior to early check testing, and that the latter is not performed daily for all conditions. The researchers wrote, quote, "The difference between obtaining actionable results for pre- and postnatally enrolled babies could be critical for conditions such as SMA, where babies benefit the most if treatment is initiated pre-symptomatically. While most results were reported within a time frame that allowed essential treatment early in life, further optimization of the enrollment and screening pipeline is needed to ensure that optional post-state NBS is completed and a path to pre-symptomatic treatment is offered to all newborns in a timely manner," the team added. The researchers concluded, quote, "The pilot project worked in identifying a child with SMA and facilitating a path to early treatment and provided important information about SMA screening in anticipation of forthcoming statewide expansion as part of regular NBS."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Have you ever had to turn around a frustrating situation? Less than 5 minutes after my caregiver left, I noticed my bedroom light on and the envelope to go in the mail still on the table. Not only that, the infuser she refilled isn't plugged in. Although nothing is earth-shattering, it's such an inconvenience. In hopes of turning off the light, I grab the yardstick. Swing and a miss. By now, my cat thinks I'm playing with her. Chattering in anticipation, she's perched under the switch in case I miss again. Whack number two. Success. The light is off. Of course, I have to pretend I missed so Kitty can grab the yardstick and share in my triumph. One down, two to go. I grab my cell phone and attach it to the lanyard. Heaven forbid I get stuck outside at 33 degrees and need to call for help. In an attempt to prevent my cat from escaping, I try shutting her in the bedroom. After that failed, I wait till she's preoccupied in the garage. With Alexa's assistance, I open the door and successfully deliver the envelope to the box. I'm heading in and see Kitty stealthily stalking the door. Thankfully, making scary monster noises diverted her attempt. Luckily, all my neighbors were at work, so didn't have to wonder what that crazy lady in the wheelchair was doing. Bonus, not really, but trying to look on the bright side, about 1,000 seed pods tracked in with me, so that should keep Kitty entertained for hours. Since I already have one extra seed pod mess for my next caregiver to clean up, I'm not even attempting to plug in the diffuser. I can just envision a pool of oil-infused water going everywhere as I tip it over, finagling the cord in place. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. A part of me is frustrated these simple tasks didn't get done from the get-go. Another part of me feels successful that I accomplished them, or at least most of them. Sure, it took extra time, effort, and ingenuity, but I can be happy about it instead of bitter. What types of situations have you turned around? Share them with me on the SMA News Today forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.